It's been noted already that the passage that we read in Peter was directed to the elders. The same is the case in Acts. The Apostle Paul calls the elders at Ephesus together. And so we might get the idea that this work of shepherding are for those who are elders. And we know that, yes, God has given gifts, and one of the gifts is to be a shepherd, a pastor shepherd, a teacher shepherd. But we have other instructions in Galatians chapter 6, verse 1. It says, "Brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one." That then broadens the responsibility. The responsibility is for each one of us. Each one of us will remember the story of the Samaritan, the Good Samaritan. We know that the Good Samaritan looked after this man. And at the end, the Lord applies the lesson. And he says, "And ye go likewise and do the same." It applies to all of us. We need to see this as we look at this subject today, that it's not just for a chosen few, that we have a responsibility for each other. We have a responsibility for each other. Many years ago, Jake asked me, I was, I don't know, 10, 12 years old at the conference, "How's your brother Garrett?" And I, in insolence, responded to him, "I don't know. Am I my brother's keeper?" I thought I was being smart. But if we read that, let's read it in Genesis. Sorry, Jake, I confess it now. Genesis chapter 4, the Lord, verse 9. "The Lord said to Cain, 'Where is Abel your brother?' And he said, 'I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper?'" The answer is yes. We are our brother's keepers. May we really see this as a responsibility in our heart, a privilege in our heart to care for our brothers and sisters. And I believe that this applies for those who are younger, who are older. For each one of us, we have a responsibility to care for each other. We have said, in order to do this, we need to have a love for the sheep. But I would like to suggest one other quality that's necessary. Who was the first shepherd that we know of? It was Abel. Why did Abel have sheep? Did he want a nice wool jacket? No. Did he want a nice mutton roast? No. Because as far as we understand, meat wasn't permitted officially until after Noah. He took this lamb and brought it to God. That which was fat, that which was pleasing to God, to honor and to glorify God. And that was his job as a shepherd. And that should be our job as shepherds, to care for our brothers and sisters, our fellow sheep, so God gets the honor and glory.